But the secret and the key is knowing how to surrender to God. That's the key. Many people struggle to surrender to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit shows up where the absence of man is. You have to die so that the Spirit of God can reveal and release the glory of God through you. Vessels that's alive often see the power of God. And I'm going to help you out on this one very quickly, because I see there's people in this place that loves the presence of the Lord. Where are you at? Just wave at me. You love the presence of the Lord, and you want to enter with boldness in His presence. Anyone who's just sick and tired of, you want to experience God so much, but it's like your mind is playing games and you struggle to get in. And I'm going to help you out right now. If you want to see a greater dimension of the glory of God, you have to be dead to self. I always say that you have to be at your own funeral first. Because when you're at your own funeral and you die to self, this is where the Holy Spirit comes in and He steps in, and then He changes things around. He shifts things around. This is why it's so easy. You become so sensitive that when the Spirit of God steps in, you know that He's there. Amen. Nobody needs to tell me, Vesalisa, yeah, I know when my best friend steps in. I know the very second that He starts to breathe upon people. You know that because you've got a relationship with Him. I want to tell you this, that a life that is on the line is a life that's not always easy. Come on, I want to speak to people tonight that you, I love that our Sunday evening meetings, it's smaller, it's more intense and intimate, so people can hear this. I want to read you a quick scripture. Jesus says in the book of Luke 9, then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after Me, let him first of all deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake will save it. And the Bible says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and him himself is destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of Me and My words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when He comes in His own glory and in His Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Yes, Jesus, He says, you wanna follow Me? You really, really want to follow Me? Following Jesus is not just something that I decide one day. Following Jesus is a lifestyle that requires of me to deny myself daily. The word deny, it's like you refuse yourself. Amen? You refuse your own desires and your own needs. The flesh needs water. The spirit needs to pray. Come on, I'm speaking to you on this side. The flesh doesn't want to lift up holy hands, but the Spirit is all powerful. This is why I can preach here the whole day. I can start here at 9 o'clock in the morning and go right through. It will not move me until I say amen and the flesh gets weak. Am I speaking to somebody in this place? Here's Jesus, He says, so if you want to follow Me, this is what most Christians miss. They want to follow the Lord, but there's two things they miss out on. Number one is denying yourself. Jesus said that in the last days people will be offended. Jesus said that in the last days people's love will grow cold. Now I want to throw this in free of charge. The love that grows cold is also the love for God. People don't love the Lord no more. I've seen people going to places where they want to see the band entertain the people. No longer do they want to connect with God, because no man can tell me he is a lover of Jesus Christ but not a worshiper. A true worshiper is a lover of Christ. Come on. This is why you love to worship the Lord. Nobody needs to tell you it's time to worship the Lord. Your love for Him moves you, come on, to worship. So Jesus says you have to deny yourself, meaning you have to reject yourself every single day. Every single morning when you wake up, you better reject yourself. Reject your own desires and your own needs for the gospel's sake. Where is the people that's alive in this place tonight? Then He goes on, He says that you have to take up your cross and then follow Me. The cross is not easy. The cross speaks about crucifixion. We have to crucify yourself. meaning I die daily. Paul says, I die daily. You can see how people, who's people that's dead, and who's the people that's still alive to the flesh. People get offended like this. You tell them the sky is blue, and they believe it's red, and then they're offended because they are alive. Jesus says, if you want to be an apostle or a disciple, somebody that will follow me, a disciple of Jesus is not somebody that believes in Jesus, but somebody that does the work of Jesus Christ. Am I speaking to somebody? And here's Jesus, he says, you want to follow me? I want to tell you, first of all, you better get to that place where you deny yourself. Now, I've learned this, and I've taught this to myself, that, you know, I know the exact time and moment when this little brain is dead. The team will know that I run to the bathroom before I preach, maybe 10 times. But something shifts when I take this microphone. Because I understand one thing, that when I take this mic, it's not my voice, it's his voice. It's not my words, it's his words. This is not my fingers, it's his fingers. I tell myself, everything within me shall praise the Lord. Come on, I tell my kidneys, kidneys, you belong to the Lord, you'll praise him. Come on, liver, you'll shout a praise. Come on, lungs. Let all that is in you praise the Lord. So you get yourself to a place where you submit unto God. The quickest way to die is to worship. Worship takes your eyes off the problem and puts it on the problem solver. You die. Now, scripture says that when Elisha was dead and buried, the Bible says that he was dead and buried, and they tried to bury somebody in the same tomb as him. But there came a magnitude of men down the road, and they were so afraid of these people that they didn't take time to bury this guy. They took his body and they threw it into the same cave. The Bible says this man's body touched the dead bones of Elisha, and this man was resurrected. This tells me that true power only comes through dead men. There's more anointing in a dead man than there is in somebody that's all about me, myself, and I. You have to die daily, every single day. Do you know what it means to deny yourself? It means my time is no longer my time. It's his time. I've got good news for you and some bad news for some folks. I'm going to help you off your throne because it's not your time. The very reason why your heart is still going is because of God. He's the one that keeps your heart beating. You are not on your time, you are on his time. I said you are on his time. So people don't want to deny themselves, because you know why? Most people think that the move to God's glory is a quick and easy way. You cannot prostitute the anointing. You cannot hijack the anointing. There's a place in your life, and I'm helping you right now. Come on, tell your neighbor, he's helping you. There's a place in your life where you're going to have to get to a place where you say, Lord, I can no longer be offended. I was always moved by what people thought about me. When you go on Google and you see false prophet, vessel, whatever it was, I was moved. My heart was broken because I want people to like me. Don't you think I'm a likable guy? I even tried to put on a new suit. Maybe they like me more. Come on here the other way, you know. You want people to like you. Until the one day, I will never forget this, I was reading through some stuff that people said, and suddenly the Holy Spirit gripped my heart, and suddenly I understood the fight is not against you, vessel. It's not about you. Who cares what people think about you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. And if I can suffer for his name's sake, oh my God, if I have been found worthy to suffer for his name's sake, Lord, let me be the one. Let me be the one. I'll suffer persecution. Listen, you're not looking at a guy that doesn't know what he's talking about. Come on, I've been around the block. But it's something that starts to happen when there's a renewal of your mind and something clicks and you understand, I'm just alive to preach. I'm just alive to glorify my Savior. I'm on his time. Come on, not my time. I'm on his time. When I deny myself, it means my desires is no longer my desires. There's some things that you place on the altar. This is what Paul says in Romans chapter 12, where he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you obtain yourselves a living sacrifice. Don't tell me you sacrifice unless it costs you something. What will it cost you? It will cost you everything. It will cost you everything. cost you everything. Everything. People think it's a quick fix. They think it's so easy. Unless you die to self, you'll never experience a tangible presence of God. Do you know why I love the presence of the Lord so much? Because He's a comforter. He's a helper. He's a friend. And when you deny yourself and you give yourself away, the true comforter comes and He heals your broken heart. Come on, He restores your soul. Come on, He places you in places where there's more than enough. As suddenly when you start to die away, you deny yourself every single day. Every single day I reject myself. When I get offended, I rebuke myself. I speak to myself. It's fine to speak to yourself. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's all right to speak to yourself. Hey, vessel, just catch a wake up, brother. It's not about you. It's not about you. If Jesus was as loyal, sold out, as people are today, Jesus would never see the cross. If Jesus was as dedicated as people is to Him, He would have never died on a cross. People are no longer dedicated. I've said this morning, I touched on it and it breaks my heart. I was when we were in Israel ministering, and I've seen that they took me to the very place, the very desert where Jesus was tempted for 40 days. Many people think that, all right, it was just a plan for the Lord to be tempted for 40 days, but people don't understand the road that He had to walk was no easy road. It took Him 40 days to His next destination. In the heat, hungry, tempted, tested, thirsty, alone. But He walked that road because He was dedicated. You are dedicated to the one you love. Nothing is more important than love. Come on. I said, come on, somebody. Because of His love, He was walking that road. No donkey, no limousine, no BMW. He was walking that road because He was dedicated. The Bible says He denied Himself. He rejected Himself. And this is why God could have used Him. People are no longer dedicated. No longer. How can you say, I've denied myself, but you're not dedicated? Power comes in dead people. When you die away completely. This is what I do here, let me tell you. I will go into worship. Worship the King of Glory. That shifts the atmosphere. Come on, help me out. It shifts the atmosphere. Shifts the atmosphere. So the longer you worship, the more you see Him clearly. Because the Holy Spirit, this is what He does. I like to call Him God the Evangelist. Amen. He starts to pull on your heart. He pulls on your heart. And suddenly it's only about Jesus. And when Jesus steps in, I've learned that your problem steps out. Come on, it steps out. Problems can't live where Jesus is. So here's Jesus stepping into your storm. You know what I love about this Galilee? If you think about Galilee, where Jesus walked on the water. If you stand next to Galilee, I stood in the waters of Galilee. And I just cried in the presence of the Lord, knowing that my Savior walked there. And He called His disciples there. Most of His miracles happen next to the Galilee. But if you see, standing next to the Galilee, you can see far across to the other border, to the other side. In other words, if you speak about Galilee to people that lives around that town, it's unheard of, knowing that Galilee, the sea's got a storm. You don't hear about storms on Galilee. But suddenly Jesus was looking afar off and He saw His disciples in the middle of the boat. And there's a storm raging. He saw them in the storm. He walked towards them on the water. I was walking in the water. I said, Lord, You walked on this water. I can't even stand on the water. And here's Jesus walking on the water. Peter said, it's a ghost. He said, do not fear, it's I. Lord, if it's You, permit us to walk. He said, Peter, come. Or He said, come. Peter got out of the boat. Peter started walking. Peter didn't walk on the water. Peter walked on the word. And here's what happened. Peter was a fisherman. Who knew that? Fishermen knew how to swim. They know the water. And Peter was so afraid of that storm. It was something that his eyes has never seen as a fisherman before. So as he was starting walking, the waves were so big that it was closing up Jesus. He couldn't see Jesus no more. This is why Peter failed. Because his eyes couldn't see Christ. His eyes only saw the waves. Come on, where's the real people? And he started sinking, and the minute Christ appeared, He pulled him out of the water again. But think about this. Think about what I'm saying. That if Peter walked on the water, and for that instance where Peter was dead to the storm, he walked. Don't you think that you can live above your storm? If you can just come to that place where you reject the natural situation around you, deny yourself, meaning deny yourself. The Holy Spirit presses this on my heart. When you deny yourself, it means that you pray when you don't want to pray. You worship when the rest is sleeping, you worship the Lord. Come on, you go to church when the rest of the world is out watching rugby, you are in church. This is when it means you deny yourself. Listen, where's the true Christians? To serve Jesus Christ is not for the wimps. It's for people that sold out to the Lord. Because it takes a man to say no to this world and yes to Jesus. There's some stuff that you're going to have to say no to in order to gain Christ. Am I speaking to you? Stop being a rebel. Stop being rebellious and think you don't need a church. If you think you don't need a church, you are alive. This is why Christ is not using you. I believe that the Holy Spirit uses dead people. The four leprous men who were about to die outside the city gates, and they said to one another, if we're going to sit here, we're going to die. Let's go to Syria and see, maybe we find favor in the eyes of the army. And the Bible says there's four leprous men. I'm speaking to you about four dead men walking. They started walking towards Syria. And the scripture says, as the four dead men were started walking, here they go. Do you know what God does? The Bible says God started sending a sound from heaven. It sounds like an army. Syria leaves everything intact and they start to run for the hills. And when the four dead men came there, they found favor. They found everything intact. Gold, silver, more than enough. This means that a dead man carries the favor of God. God will do things for you in the spirit when you are dead to self, which other men have to work for years. God will do it for you in an instant. God will send the sound from heaven. Come on, but you have to die to self. Pick up your cross. Do it. Pick up your cross. What does it mean to carry the cross? People think I have to get a literal cross and walk around. No, it means you're going to have to crucify your desires, your sinful nature. Come on, every ounce of your being against that cross every single day. Paul says, I was shipwrecked. I was hungry. I was stoned. I was lashed. But yet I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A dead man doesn't care when he is lashed for the gospel's sake. Amen? Can I go on? I want to read another one. The Bible says in Matthew, Mark, in Luke, goes on, it says, truly I tell you, said Jesus, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters. In fact, this is a New Living Translation. I want to go to the New King James and I want to read you the New King James. The New King James says it better. Mark chapter 10 and 29. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Jesus says, if those that followed me, you will lose some stuff in your life. Come on, I want to ask the real Christians who feels like when you try to do something, it seems more difficult to you than for the rest of the world. I was looking in Jerusalem, how the mosques are popping up. Not any mosque, some of the greatest looking things that you can, all the lights that you can think of, and yet the church struggles to buy a church. Sometimes it seems like the world gets things easy. Am I speaking to you right now? It seems like everything is easy for this world, and it seems like it's tough, it's hard for us as Christians. But Jesus says there will come a time where you're gonna have to leave mothers, brothers, and sisters. What does this mean? It means that there will be people in your life that will walk out of your life. They will not be part of your vision. They will not be part of your dream. Come on, they don't even love you that much, and you will lose them. And sometimes the bank will come, and the bank will take back your car, and the bank will take back your house. But if you stand to the end, because we don't serve God for what I can drive or for where I can live, but as you endure it to the end, the Bible says that God promises you a hundredfold return. So the car that you lost, I got news for you. Kiss it goodbye. For God says there's a car 100 times better. You lose people, let them go. Because there's 100 more better, more in love with the Lord that's coming your way. Am I speaking to the Christians tonight in this place? And Jesus goes on. He says, but when it comes, there will be persecution. People will hate you. And you know what? People will speak against the car that you drive and the house that you live in. He says, I'm going to bless you. But trust me, there will be persecution that's coming. But you see, the day that you start to die to self. My wife can help me out here tonight. When we lost almost everything. If I say almost everything, the only thing that we had left was the person of the Holy Spirit. That's it. I was eating a Weet-Bix the one night, complaining. I shall nooit vergeten die in my mouth. And I said, Lord, I will do anything for a steak tonight. And do you know what the Lord said to me? A dead man does not know the difference. Whether you eat a steak or you eat a Weet-Bix. Why do you serve me? Do you serve me for the steaks? I serve you because I love you. I cannot live without you. Listen, this is not my job, by the way. This is my passion. This is why Vessel to Brain is born. Amen. Come on, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to tell you that God is a jealous God who waits for you to come closer to Him. For the scripture says, as you draw closer to God, He'll run after you. And just a little bit more as you push, He'll run after you. Come on, somebody needs to get this. When you die to self, and you give up everything, you're going to lose some stuff in your life. You have to get on board with this. You want to have a supernatural anointing? The anointing moves up according to the level of criticism you can handle. What the anointing doesn't just attract good things, it attracts hard times. People walk out of your life, but the Holy Spirit stays. Can I read you another one? Luke chapter 14, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife or children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Now, saints, this is clear what Jesus says. He says you have to hate mother and brother and sister. That word hate doesn't mean they hurt you. It's not what it means. It means when the time comes and you have to choose between your mother and Jesus Christ, you choose Jesus Christ. Come on, where is the Christians at? As jou man vir jou sê, of jou vrou vir jou sê, as jy kerk toe gaan, dan pak ek vanavond my goed. You have to come to that place where you're going to have to hate that wife. And that meaning, the word hate, nou gaan ek het sê vir die record. Vessel to Brain doesn't say go in divorce. Vessel to Brain says Christ Jesus is number one. He's Alpha and He's Omega. He's beginning and He's the end. Amen. He's everything. So Jesus says the day will come. Now, if you think about this, I can't do maths to save my life. In high school, the school begged me not to take maths. No jokes. They said, meneer, jy gaan dryp. But I can do maths nicely. 1 + 1 = 3, no problem. See? I can't do that. But I look at the life of God. He's great in maths. He adds, He multiplies, He divides. Oh, where does He divide? Read the scripture. Jesus said, I came to bring division, I divide. He comes to add to your life. He subtracts some things in your life that's not supposed to be there. Oh, and He multiplies. He's the God of multiplication. What's in your hand? Come, I'll multiply it. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever you lose, He'll give back. One thing that you start to gain, the more you sacrifice your life. Now remember what Paul says, a living sacrifice. Do you know what it means to be a living sacrifice? is you're alive in the flesh, but dead in the, you're dead to self. So your flesh is alive, but you're still a living sacrifice. A sacrifice can never be alive. Anything that comes on the altar must be dead. This is when fire comes down, when God says, this is the offering that I want. But what people think is, people think that you can change this world by becoming like this world. Can never do that. And again, I say this with fear and trembling. And you better hear me, 5 minutes from now, you're going to feel that same fear and trembling in this place. I tell you, you mark my words, 5 minutes, you're going to feel that same fear and trembling. But the Lord has spoken to me and He said, look around you. What do you see? I said, Lord, I see people who loves this world more than they love you. I see people, Lord, that's in love with this world, but they hate you. They hate everything about you, Lord. They can't even mention your name. If you walk with a Jesus t-shirt somewhere, trust me, people ridicule you. People ridicule you. I don't like your shirt. I don't like yours either. So you start to live that life where you surrender your life completely. You're a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice is my time, my finances. I give it to the Lord. There was once in my life with my finances that I said to the Lord, I've got this to pay, and this to pay, and this to pay, and this to pay. And Lord, I've got this to pay, and this to pay. And do you know what the Lord said to me? As long as it is yours, you're going to have to pay it. But the minute you give your finances to me and entrust me with it, then I'll pay it for you. Come on, the same God who paid your rent last month will pay it again. Come on, the same God who fed you last month, the same God that brought you business last month will bring you business this month. You have to come to that place in your life where you say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in this flesh, I live to the glory of God. So everything that I do is for Him and for Him alone. I worship, not for myself. I cannot dare enter into this church and having a big fight with my wife and come to church and worship like this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you have a bad day, you give Him your greatest worship. When you have a good day, you give Him your greatest worship. That's what you need to do. When you are dead to self, you become a giver. Now it's quiet. A dead man doesn't know what he gives away. Maybe you hear me. You give away, you don't feel it. Because you're so in love with the Lord. The only thing that moves you is to please Him, to please Him. Come on, to please Him, to please Him. I want to say something boldly. People won't like this. I'm going to say this in any case. The quickest way to see that the man is in sin is the presence leaves. The presence of God. The gifts remains, the presence disappears. There's no more desire to worship the Lord. No more. The desire to worship Him is gone. When you love Him, you worship Him. I learned this about the Lord. That when you start to worship, it's like God is like a, and with all the respect, He's like a child. He can't wait to just show up and to show off His splendor. And just when you think that you've worked God out, He says, hang on, you sit tight. I'm going to show you a greater dimension of my glory. And suddenly, He feels Himself even in another dimension, over and over and over. I want you to write this down. If you don't have a pen, I'll give you one. If you don't have something to write it down on, write it on somebody's forehead. Our biggest problem today is people are unteachable. Absolutely unteachable. You say something about the Lord, they've got 10 other explanations. Everybody today, if you've got a cell phone, you're a preacher. You sit and speak a bunch of twang, release it, and everybody says amen. I was walking in the Via della Rosa, and what I've heard shocked me. It shocked me. There was a big group of Christians from another church, and the one that leads the tour showed him the place where Jesus fell against the wall and leaned against the wall. And the man said the following, the pastor said the following. He says, that day or that night when Jesus fell against the wall, that night He was not drinking. So He wasn't falling because He drank that night. He fell because He was dizzy, and everybody, oh, amen. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. What do you mean he was not drinking that night? My Jesus Christ was not a sinner. He was pure and holy. He turned water into wine. Show me scripture that says that Jesus drank the wine. If you know your Bible, you will understand it was no wine. Woo-hoo, no wine. My actual tour guide believed that Jesus is not even a Nazarene. I said, read your Bible. He says you can drink as long as you don't drink in front of alcoholics. So you can sleep around as long as you don't do it in front of prostitutes. Come on. And yet they wonder where the presence of God went. To attract the presence of God costs you everything. Everything. You say no to what the world says yes to. They can ridicule you. They can speak against you. You've got something that they desire. You've got something that angels want. Do you hear me in this place? And it cannot be bought with money, nor silver, nor gold. It takes a surrendered life. And then if your friend leaves, say, pack your bags and go. We want to negotiate on the truth of the word. And people want to get a scripture to entertain their sin. You better deal with sin, or sin will deal with you. You cannot have the power of God and live like this world. You have to decide. Christ is bringing the vision. Come on, somebody. We do this for money. Shame on us. No wonder the world doesn't want to go to the church. No wonder the Muslims are taking over this world. Because the Christians does nothing. Nothing. We love this world. What makes us different than them? Come on. I was looking at Israel. They are slaves. Slaves to the Muslims. Slaves to the law. You go to Israel. Come on, you that been there, you know what I'm talking about. In certain areas in Israel, there's boards that says no Israelis allowed are behind this board. It's their nation, they're not allowed to walk there. And they say, we don't want war. Let them just do whatever they want to do. Oh, the day is coming, brothers and sisters, where the fear of God is going to come back into churches. You can mock him, but they will carry you out as they did with Ananias and Sapphira. They will carry you out. The same feet that dragged out your husband will drag you out. The fear of God is coming back. I don't want anything else. A guy said to me, if you want to have your church to grow quickly, forget about the presence. I said, I want a big church. I want the presence. Doesn't help me. I've got thousands of people, but God's not there. Jesus had 12. He said, do you want to go to? Lord, where will we go from? Use the words of life. The 12 impacted the whole world. Even up to today, they still speak about the disciples. God-fearing man standing in the upper room praying. And suddenly the whole place was shaken by the power of God. Suddenly, come on, can you feel it? Can you feel it in your bones? Suddenly the whole place was shaken by the power of God. If you look at what happened in Acts, people died in the presence of God. People were healed of various diseases. They was not playing with sin. They was not playing with sin. I say they was not playing with sin. So do you know what people do? The Bible says they will gather for themselves teachers that will say the right thing. If you want a teacher that speaks about extreme grace, you can find them easy. If you want preachers of truth, you can find them easy. But most people don't want truth. People want a feel-good message. Amen? Come help me out. The minute you start to touch on subjects they don't like, they get offended because they are alive. They're not denying themselves. I've decided one thing, that when I take this microphone, this mouth, I give to him. So whatever he wants to say, he says it through me. I was giving somebody a word one night in church, and I was receiving the word, and I thought, no, I'm gonna pray on it, walking up and down, presence of God comes, the word comes again. Before I can help myself, I give this word to this person. The person's face, when I saw the person's face, it was like, what are you talking about? Does that you don't hear, you had no verloor. And in that week, somebody called me and they said, I just want to tell you, what you prophesied was to the T. And then I understood now, the Holy Spirit can never make a mistake. If you know what it means to completely surrender yourself, and suddenly you start to use, now, people's gonna stone me now. I feel it when the Holy Spirit anoints my lips. My lips, it feels like it swells up. And then I know, like I know now, that he's well pleased with what I said, because his anointing is on the lips. Come on, somebody. You have to get you to that place where you can deny yourself. I was in a service in Pretoria, and I was ministering, and after the service, the Holy Spirit said to me, don't pray, just wait. So if I tell you, don't do anything now, just wait, you're going to feel like, no, I can't just wait. People want to see something now. Come on, people don't want to look at you funny and, yeah, what can you now do, vessel? So you have to know, if he says wait, you wait. So I waited. Suddenly there came a guy out and he testified. He cut his leg from his hip to his knee, wide open wound. He said, when you waited, he said, I felt a burning sensation on my leg. He said, the wound closed up completely, completely by itself. And then I understood, when you deny yourself, you pick up your cross. Now, it's not easy when you just land from another nation and you preach. Or you preach. Sometimes when they invite me, I preach 4 sermons on a Sunday. And I can run through it. On a Monday, don't speak to me. Jeez. So. Intraxic. Kort die Red Bull, daar spuit dit hier aan, asseblief. You feel. But it's nothing like a life surrendered to God. Absolutely nothing. So do you know what? I'm going to finish with this. I want to drop this with you. Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, a follower, if you want to do the works that I've done, you better do 2 things. You better deny yourself. You better pick up your cross every single day, and you better follow me. I have to take my own needs and desires and nail it on the cross. What people think, I don't care about that. My time is not my time, it's his time. The whole world can wait. I always say this, if the worldly people still invite you to prize, you've got a problem. The minute the world doesn't invite you no more, you know you're saved, brother. You're saved. I've got people tell me, ek nooi jou nie meer nie, want jy kom net nie. Ja, spare the airtime. If it's a church, bro, I'll be there. But I've got nothing to do with this world. Come to church with me, I'll come to your bride. Because I promise you, one touch, and you no longer want a worldly bride. You want to be the coal. You want to be on fire. Hallelujah. So people don't want, they don't want to give up their time. They don't want to give up their time. Imagine Jesus said, I don't want to give up my time. That's love. Love gives. You even give your time. Come on, you even give your time. Sunday, in my house, we go to church. No explanations, no excuses. Ek gee nie om of die kat lintjies gekry het nie. Hy sal maar moet wag tot ek terugkom. Maar ek gaan kerk toe. Joshua 24:15, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My kids don't ask me, they will. When they're out underneath my roof, no longer living in my house, they can do whatever they want. But in my house, we serve the Lord. Finish and klaar. Hallelujah. And you teach your children from young. The Lord said to me one night, take your whole family pray. So we went into our room, took my kids, and just a blessed presence started moving in that room. My kids were crying. My wife was crying. I was out on my knees just crying. Looking out at my kids just sobbing in the presence of God. That's the greatest gift you can give your children, is the presence of Jesus. That's the greatest gift ever. You know, tonight, if I don't stop now, I think I'm going to cry until tomorrow morning. My heart is so tender because I know he's in this place. And I beg of you, get to that point where you deny yourself. Remain teachable. Remain humble. Come, can I ask you this again? Remain humble. Remain humble. remain humble and God will always use you. Doesn't matter how great your anointing is, remain humble. Doesn't matter how great God uses you, remain humble. When God starts to bless you with materialism, don't let it go to your head. Remain humble. Am I speaking to the right crowd? Jy is nog steeds dieselfde ou. My dad always taught me when I was young, al dra 'n aap 'n goue ring, bly hy nog steeds 'n lelike ding. The car doesn't make the man. It's the substance. It's the substance. It's the one to whom you belong that makes the difference. So tonight, I can tell you this free of charge. The Holy Spirit will come in to this place and He will start to move on people's hearts that wants Him. And He will walk away from others that rejects Him, that denies Him, that's not denying themselves. And tonight, the fires will fall on the sacrifices that says, Lord, I'm about to make a new commitment that this life that I live for Your glory. My time is not my time. Do you know what? God can say tonight, all right, come. And you die. Don't live a life of regret. When you're old, I wish I could do this and this and this. Now is the time. Now is the time. Iron sharpens iron. You become what you sit under. Hallelujah. You become what you sit under, what you listen to, what you allow your spirit to listen to. So you have two choices tonight. Two choices. And this is a fact, this is a prophecy. In the days we're living in, the love of people grows colder. So suddenly people sit all the more backwards, eventually out of the door. Then they start to believe that I can start my own church, I don't need the Lord no more. I know exactly people that came to me and said, I'm on a spiritual level, which most of you people are not. I don't need to go to church. Hoog moet kom voor die val, my broer. Any person that tells me I don't need a church no more, you don't serve the same Jesus that I do. It's His church. I said it's His church. It's His church. If you don't go to church because the church has hurt you, your eyes were on the pastor and not on Jesus Christ. Come on, let's just say it as it is. Oh, die kerk het my seer gemaak, die dak op jou geval. Die kerk maak mense seer omdat die mens lewe. En nie dood is vir selfie. Die to self. A guy told me the other day, I don't want to insult you. And I said, I can't be insulted. No, I don't. I want to say something. I don't want to insult you. I cannot be insulted. I don't care what you say. You don't insult me. It's not no longer I who live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And do you know what? That word, when you say I don't live, but Christ lives in me, it doesn't mean there's no vloermat. It suddenly starts to mean that you're as bold as a lion. A lion takes what's his. A lion looks at that little small deer and says, tonight you're mine. Doesn't back off on no cheetah. He takes it by force. Come on, where's the lion tonight in this place? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to quickly just stand on your feet. I want you just to close your eyes quickly, and I want to ask every hand to be lifted. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, the key is to first of all deny yourself. So whatever I do, I don't do it for myself, I do it unto Him. He says, if you really want to be a follower of me, a disciple, while you're denying yourself, you better get a cross, pick it up every single day, and follow me. As every eye is closed, this is what I hear in my spirit tonight. There's people here that had an experience with God years ago, weeks ago, and you still ride on that. And you don't understand that every single mountain requires a new touch, a fresh anointing. There's people here that has been happy with that one touch. While God is saying, when you're dead to self, I'll release such a favor over your life. Can you hear that sound of heaven. Jesus says, you want to follow me? Your time is not your time, it's mine. He says, in that same process, you will lose people. People will leave your life. He says, but if you are dedicated, until the end, you will be saved. Being a Christian is not a sign that everything's going to be good. When you say yes to Jesus, all hell breaks loose normally. When Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water, and the next part of his journey, 40 days in the desert, being tested and tempted. I'm speaking to people tonight, and after this, we're going to see the manifested presence of the Spirit of God coming in. There's people here tonight. You go to church often, but you know what's missing? The touch. The touch from God. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, His touch changed me. And every day I wake up, there's days that I wake up and I say, Lord, the hunger that I have for you, it's so big that if I can decide tonight, I'd rather be with you than have to face this hunger. But the hunger is good, because the hunger keeps you sharp and it keeps you close to the Lord. We can boast all day long about how much Jesus loves us. I ask you tonight, how much do you love Him? How much do you love Him? Jesus says, you can't say that you love God unless you do what He tells you to do. How much do you love Him? How much do you love Him, and how much do you love this world? This is a stern warning that the Lord has given me, that the sifting is coming. For Jesus is coming back for a pure and holy church. We have to get on board or we're going to miss the boat. There's no negotiations. This world will not have my time. Come on, somebody. This television will not have my time. Books will not have my time. My time belongs to Jesus. If you can watch television for 10 hours, you can go to church for 2. It's His time. Denying of self. I start to worship Him. It's no longer about me, but it's all about Him. Come on, as you lift your hands, His presence is filling this place. There it is. The Holy Spirit searching hearts. Fill this place. Fill this place. It's as easy as lifting your hands and say, Lord, I surrender every ounce. Every ounce.